Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Movie time here on The Takeaway. Joining us, Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Good morning, Rafer.
Good morning.
And Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, co-host of the Movie Date podcast as well. The theme. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
The themes this morning are, in my view, fear of comedy. There's an Adam Sandler movie out. Important history, J. Edgar with Leo DiCaprio. And a real downer, a melancholia. How could that be upper? Let's talk about Jack and Jill. Rafer, I've seen the billboards on this.
Yes.
I like Adam Sandler, but he's playing his twin sister?
That's right. He's playing a man and his twin sister. She comes to visit for the holidays and, of course, turns his life upside down. The usual comedian in drag, always a good seller at the box office.
The Adam Sandler hijinks. Let's listen to some.
Now, what's this about a twin?
Oh, Jackie has a twin sister.
Are you kidding me? You never told me you had a twin sister?
Nah. I mean, she's
identical or fraternal?
Nocturnal, like a bat.
So does Sandler pull this off, and can Al Pacino actually be plausibly attracted to Adam Sandler in drag?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the scenes with him as Jill are actually the better scenes. Adam Sandler always plays this kind of volatile man boy character. He's just kind of doing that with a female. It was kind of funny. You know, she's the sort
kind of, funny.
Well, you know, it's a lot of flatulence jokes, a lot of racial humor, the usual stuff.
So about a C+ you're giving it?
I would give it maybe more like a D.
A D?
Yeah.
All right, that's not great. Let's talk about J. Edgar. The billboards on this certainly put Leonardo DiCaprio in a role of the major character, J. Edgar Hoover, of course, director of the FBI, most powerful man in the world is the subtitle. What did you make of this, Kristen?
Yeah, it looks on the surface like it's supposed to be an Oscar nominee, but you watch the movie and they didn't know where to edit. It goes on way too long. It's over 2 hours. They can't decide who this man is, and they don't know what information they want to relay to us, other than if you're gay or think you're gay, it's because you have an overbearing mom.
I see. So it's right. Who's the director who loves that sort of theme? Born on the 4th of July. Oliver Stone.
Yeah.
Oliver Stone loves that theme. Let's listen to 17 seconds of the epic biopic.
Perhaps you are better suited for the police force than the Bureau of Investigations.
I've been with the Department of the Bureau for 7 years, Edgar. Almost as long as you.
No. You were with the old Bureau 7 years, and that Bureau is now gone, sir. And so are you.
You know, I admire DiCaprio for Inception, for Blood Diamond. How does he do here, Rafer?
I think he tries his best to get to the heart of this character, but we just don't know anything about J. Edgar Hoover. This is a guy who I think purposefully kept his dossier blank for history.
And they don't reveal anything
here. It's very difficult for them to come down on one side or the other of whether or not he was closeted. And DiCaprio, he's good in the role. He's better in the role when he's in middle age than he is when he's younger or very older. Hoover's such
you.
A cipher. He can't get into it.
Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman on those two movies, Jack and Jill and J. Edgar. Before we go, are people who find themselves in those two movies going to wish they were actually in Melancholia, the Lars von Trier, Kristen Dunst vehicle?
It's an end-of-the-world movie, but it's a very beautiful end-of-the-world movie.
Really?
So it's a whole different thing.
Rafer, would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. A relentlessly negative film, but rewarding in its way.
Rewarding if you go to see Melancholia, but working on D's and C's there for J. Edgar and Jack and Jill. Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Both the co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Rafer Guzman, also a movie critic for Newsday.